Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is episode 10, Depression. How y'all doing today? Y'all all right? Very good.
I had to do that. What's up, bitches, whores, sluts, scammers, ops? Preachers, preachers' wives, pastors, songwriters, porn stars, OnlyFans stars. How is everyone motherfucking doing? God, motherfucking damn it.
I am blessed and highly favored and trying to get through this hard-ass life. Damn it. So hard. Everyone's depressed. Everyone's fucking. Everyone's a side chick. What's going on, America? What the fuck? What the actual fuck? We're going to get into depression today because a lot of us are really fucking depressed and we don't even fucking know it. All this fuck niggas get money and I'm toxic. That's why I do this. I do that. All these memes and shit that talk about hurting people or whatever. That's toxic. That's depression. So we're going to dive into that today. All right, so let's just get right into it. Depression has been affecting everybody right now, especially during the pandemic, and people are staying at home and they get to thinking about shit. And it's just like, it's just more time on our hands these days. So this is the actual definition of depression: a group of conditions associated with the elevation or lowering of a person's mood. Possible causes include a combination of biological, psychological, or social sources of distress. Increasingly, research suggests these factors may cause changes in brain function, including altered activity of certain neural circuits in the brain. So there are actually a few different types of depression, and those include major depressive disorder, bipolar disorder, psychotic depression, postpartum, which is the most relevant, seasonal affective disorder, situational depression, and premenstrual dysphoric depression. So I'll just give my little story. I definitely probably started being depressed around the age of really 8. I remember waking up one time in the 3rd grade and thinking, I hate going to school. People make fun of me. I just didn't feel like I was like cool. Like, and then back then, 3rd grade, I had a really bad stutter. So I was just like, I was a hot mess. And then like 4th grade was cool. 5th grade was cool. Well, wait, 6th grade, 5th and 6th was kind of a struggle. But like the older I got, it got a lot better. But I always had like a really bad weight problem. So I would just eat my emotions, and like depression was really, really real for me for a long time. And I realized like you just really got to get out of that shit. Like you'll be in it for a while. Certain things will happen. Like I've had deaths in the family and stuff like that. But once you realize like you can't stay stagnant emotionally, you just have to break out of it. Like for real, for real. Like it's a really hard thing to get over, but you just have to stay consistent with your mental and just like meditate, and just you got to get out of it. Like I have been in it for a while now, like 1.5 years, and I'm slowly getting out of it, but there's still certain things that I have to like push through, and therapy and things like that. And once you push through that, you'll be fine. You really will. My dad thinks I need to be on medication, but I don't want to get on medication because I feel like it fucks your brain up, because I've seen what it does to certain people in my family, and I don't want to get on medication. I don't think that's a good idea. I think trauma therapy and extensive therapy would be my best bet. A lot of that medication just, I've seen it fucks with your stomach. I've heard people getting diarrhea, all type of things really, and it's just like, it's just not worth it. Like Some people can do holistic type of treatments or, you know, meditate or pray or whatever. Like, I feel like until you like really try to take your life, you don't really need to be on antidepressants. Like, I think it's great for people who truly need medication, but I don't need medication. I feel like with depression, we really need to do our own research and really see where our own pain and issues come from. I definitely have seasonal depression and situational, especially when I was living at home, because I was kind of like constrained to be a certain way, and so I had to break out. So that's why it's so great to be on my own now, living in my own place. But this was just a really quick episode just to have a little insight on depression, and we'll definitely bring more people on and give more insight to depression. But I just wanted to just do a little one because I definitely have been depressed for a while, and you just don't realize, because like when you're in it, you're so stuck and you're just so engulfed in this water of sadness, this big ball of sadness. It's just like you're just sinking, you know. And so yeah, that's that. So song of the day, we're gonna do Made for Now by Janet Jackson. I think that song came out in probably like 2012 2015. It's like this really good tri-hop Jamaican-esque type of dance song. I love that song, it's so great. Made for Now. And let's see. So I want to go to bed with Quinta Brunson, and that is the writer and creator of Abbott Elementary, and that's on ABC. That's a very funny comedy. It has a lot of black people in there, which is really fucking awesome. And it's pretty much just about a bunch of elementary teachers that teach badass kids. She's been writing and acting and directing for a long time now, and I just think that she's really fucking awesome. And you know, we need more black writers, and I feel like the industry, like the entertainment industry, is changing, and a lot of things are going on now for people of color, not just black people, but Hispanic and Puerto Ricans and everybody, you know, everybody. I know Hispanic is Puerto Rican, but my bad. But yeah, I think that we can really come up. And Quinta Brunson, keep doing your thing, girl. We do what we can and we clock out. Good night. Good luck, good night, and wish me good luck. Bye, bitches.